The Burt Show.
I remember coining this phrase back in the 80s, and it was stolen by a movie. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Oh, my God.
I said it first. But maybe I am, because Amber here is telling me that she believes my house is more haunted than she initially thought. She didn't just do a drive-by and say, hey, that's a haunted house. She has a history here.
Yes.
And a company.
I have a YouTube channel that's called Paranormal Black Activity. Bert was sharing with us a while back that he believes that his house may be haunted because his dog Franny was responding to a lot of just strange things that he couldn't see.
She would just be sitting there, right? And I've seen dogs do this when they fart, where they don't recognize their own fart. They run away. They're like, oh, what the hell was that? That's not Franny. She'll just be standing there and then all of a sudden get startled and just will run across the room. So I thought maybe it was my deceased dad messing with her or something in that house was messing with her. And I do believe in spirits. I don't believe in the spirits like in Hollywood where they're going to haunt you and you're going to see silverware fly across the room. But I think they're around us. And some people are in touch with them and some aren't. And some have electronics that can actually sift them out like Amber does.
Yes. So I've got a few things in my paranormal tool belt, if you will. I've got a REM pod, K2 meter, spirit box, all those wonderful things. And I brought them all over to Bert's house to figure out what's going on. And so you guys heard some of the clips about a month or so ago. I can't remember how long ago that was, of some of the things that I've heard in his house, EVPs. But I've just released part one on my Paranormal Black Activity channel last Friday.
Because my memory sucks so bad, some of the stuff that we played before was what?
One of the things that you guys were really excited about was the number three that was said in three different voices back to back. That one was interesting, and that one will be in part two tomorrow, actually, on that channel. But when I was editing this morning, when you were coming in, I was finishing some of the work on there, and I came across a lot of things that I did not hear initially when I was in your home. And so the footage, audio that I shared with you guys was before I got to really dive deep into the investigation, the evidence. And I came across something that kind of got me. I can't even understand what it is. I wish I knew what your dad's voice sounded like because it sounds like an older man, but this is just straight EVP.
So there are some times where I'm speaking and I can hear my dad in my voice. So it was very close to how this sounds.
Okay. It was more of a whisper. I have to listen to it again, but I think I've got... If it's not you, then it's a demon pretending to be you. I don't know.
What was he saying? Is he going like, man, you got it right with this one. Amanda's hot. That's what he would say. He's like, you got it.
Good job, bud. Now, it was kind of like a groan moan. I couldn't really make out what it was. But there's so much going on in your house. And I did a lot of research on the area. So we're going to be talking about the history of Sandy Springs a little bit in these videos. And also dealing with the area around your home in that area. So there's some things.
What else did you hear inside of it before? We don't have the audio. She didn't know I was going to bring her on to talk about it, but she startled me this morning. Wasn't even a good morning. She's just like, hey.
You need to move.
Yes. Literally were her words this morning as I am spending so much money on my house. She's like, you need to move. And I'm reconstructing the whole thing. What else was in there?
Well, one of the things that I thought was kind of interesting is when I was going over the history of Sandy Springs, at one point, and I think it was like the early 1900s, they had three convict camps in your area. And they had these people who were forced to build and also, I guess, retrofit like these really tight, cornered, angled roads like Northside Drive over there.
Yeah.
And so their job was to work on these. And this is before we had all the amazing construction hats and medical help and all that stuff. Yeah. So a lot of people, unfortunately, died in the construction of most of this area because of these convict camps. So that's one of the things that could be going on in your home. I always say it could be the property that the home or the property is sitting on that could be the haunting. It could be the person who lives there. There's a whole bunch of different things it could be.
And are you hearing other voices or because you said there's a lot of activity going on?
I'm hearing male, female, different ages. I can't tell race, obviously. It's kind of hard. But I am definitely hearing men and women in your home.
It's a party in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That tracks.
Would that freak you guys out if this was your home? Because it doesn't scare me at all.
No. I don't think it would.
A little bit.
I'd be concerned.
Yeah.
It had to be something very, like, in your face, freak me out. I feel, like, threatening. But, like, hearing some stuff, nah.
Because you've lived there, so you know the energy there. If there was something for you to be afraid of, you would have known by now.
There are sounds that seemingly come out of nowhere. In fact, it's weird that we're talking about it this morning, because it happened this morning while I was doing show prep for the show. There was a sound coming from the far side of my kitchen, which is really where Franny mostly spends most of her time. She's only got two places in the house she's comfortable with, and that's her crate and in this corner. And there was a strange noise from that side of the kitchen that almost sounded like ice was being dropped. And it wasn't the ice in my freezer that you'll sometimes hear when it's trying to regenerate ice from water. Mm-hmm. But I heard it over and over and over again, so much so that Hollis had friends over last night because they were going to a church retreat this weekend or this morning. And I thought maybe one of them was in the room with me. So I looked over there and there was nothing.
Wow, you got ghost ice, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Spooky.
All right, so the video, I'm very interested in this, obviously. I'm invested. When is it coming out?
Well, we got the first part one came out this past Friday. Part two comes out tomorrow, and part three comes out Halloween Day.
Okay. Three parts.
Three parts.
Bring in some of the audio tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do.
And we'll do it in another segment.
We'll do.
The Burt Show.